It's coming up on 5:45, and I'm kind of drenched here on a Monday morning. Landed on the line for you people, but that's okay. That's a commitment to radio. Jason Cairns, best 5 minutes of the day. I think he's recovered from the ice cream tour he had in Eau Claire yesterday for Father's Day. Good morning.
Good morning. Being drenched in this, that's a nice problem to have these days.
Yes, it was great to see the rain last night, and then this morning, and so I did find umbrellas, but there's challenges even with umbrellas, right? In terms of popping them out and then trying to get your stuff into the car.
Yeah.
And our car, I was parking on the right side of our garage, so anyhow, whatever. It's you're going to get wet a little bit here today, at least early
for
this
sure.
morning.
Yep.
It looks like the showers are going to pass by, but I think we might see grass grow and may need to cut our grass again.
That would be good. I would have been wondering or fighting with whether I should cut the loose strands that seem to be popping up in my lawn, but I haven't so far, so that'll be good.
So let's start with Father's Day, the ice cream tour, creative yesterday.
Yeah. It was an idea that had come to me a while back that I thought it would be fun to do what I deemed the ice cream tour of Eau Claire, to pick a few places and go to each place and try different ice creams at each one. And so all of us hopped in the van yesterday and drove around and ate ice cream at three different places yesterday. And so that was a great time, actually, we had.
And at least in terms of your own assessment, you felt like Ramon's came out on top.
Yeah, I think that was probably true for everybody, that Ramon's came out on top. Now, I will say, Tessa checked out after the first one. She is not someone who's going to eat ice cream at three different stores.
Okay.
Heather made it through two, and the rest of us, John and Grace and Alex and I, made it through all three places. And I think for those of us who ate at all three places, Ramon's was the winner. So, yeah.
I was interesting. Two of the three ice cream flavors you got had coconut.
Love coconut. I would eat, you know, if Olson's had something with coconut, I probably would have gotten it there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but again, Olson's, just in terms of number of flavors, my goodness, they have so many options and just a wide variety of fun things. And but yeah, you can't go wrong with coconut as far as I'm concerned.
So The newcomer on the block that's just been open for a week is just down the street from us, formerly Sue's Deluxe Bake Shop. It's now the ice cream shop and bakery. And so, and they've got some incredible hours. After Sue's was not open on the weekends at all, these guys are they're at least out of the gate 7 days a week, 7 in the morning till 9 at night. So,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, so I had posted about it there's a Facebook group called Eau Claire Foodies that talks about different foods around Eau Claire, and a few people had mentioned the one that used to be the old Sue's Bake Shop.
Yeah.
I said, well, what about this place? And I said, you know, I definitely got to add that to the to the mix going forward. So
it's brand new. All right, so I don't know, where are we? Galatians, is it 2:19 today?
2:19, yep.
All right, go for it.
And yeah, it says, for when I tried to keep the law, it condemned me, so I died to the law. I stopped trying to meet all its requirements so that I might live for God.
Uh-huh. And you say the purpose of my law was never to make you a perfect rule keeper. You know from experience that it's impossible to follow it even for one day. The law reveals your inability to measure up to my standard and increases your desperation for my grace.
Yeah, you know, I think that as someone who really likes to try to be a rule keeper, the law is very good at reminding me that I can't keep it, which I think was the whole point. And so it's just a good reminder this morning, too.
And isn't it kind of tricky, though, when we start taking grace and we mix in a little bit of law, and Jesus even warns about that, right? I mean, in terms of...
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and I think that's exactly right. And I think that's kind of the big sweep of Galatians is, you know, is Paul saying, no, it's all grace from top to bottom. And that's, I think it's good for us as believers to remember that, because we always want to try and contribute just a little bit to it. And, but again, it's all grace.
Very good. Well, belated happy Father's Day. Thanks for sharing about the ice cream tour. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Our buddy Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. Well, tell you what, we've started the music, so let's just continue on because we've got our buddy. I don't know. I all of a sudden started calling you Detroit Drew. We love alliteration here, so why not? Good morning, Detroit Drew.
Hey, what's up, Mark?
What's up?
How are you?
The pastor stand-up comic. So, but you want to talk, a Taylor Swift concert? I know she's been packing them out, huh?
Well, let me start there, and then I'm going to, like, wind my way around. I have a question for you as the radio, aficionado here.
Yep.
So Taylor Swift came to Detroit, like, 2 weeks ago. I don't know if she's, like, on her way to Wisconsin or whatever.
Probably.
Totally shut the town down. Like, I think they said there was, like, 60,000 people who came downtown, which for some cities, I guess, is not a big deal. But it basically closed the entire town for a day. So she's very popular, you know. Everybody loves her songs and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking about music versus comedy versus preaching. It's really, she's doing the same songs.
Right.
That she's been doing for a while, all the hits, you know. But in preaching or in comedy, you can't just keep doing the same thing. Like, if people are like, oh, you know, you preached that sermon last week, or I've heard that joke before. And I think about what you do. You're on the air for hours every day.
Uh-huh.
I guess my question is, how do you keep it fresh? I mean, what is your strategy? You know what I mean?
Well, a couple of things. One is, I think of a couple of well-known talk show hosts I've heard them talk about prep is all the hours you're not on the air. And I totally agree with that. Like, you are observing and watching, and all the time, something will happen in my home or whatever, and I'll go, I can use that. And so that's one thing. I just heard Jerry Seinfeld say the same thing in the comedy world. He said from 1974 on, he's been just looking at things, saying, is there humor there? And so I think you're always working. And I think I've heard writers say that, right? They have. So I think that that's part of the case. The other thing is, I don't know, we have a prep service that helps, you know, provides material, and that gives us some things. And I just ran through, like, today in history and the special things for the week. I mean, there's always things changing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll close with this. I've been in radio for forever, right, since high school.
Yeah.
And the fact is that just last week, again, you think you've heard everything, and then you hear something else. So there's always some new crazy wrinkle or story. So,
right. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I mean, it's, I guess, yeah. And Taylor, she's not really doing that, you know. She's not, like, coming out with a new song like, hey, I just wrote this song about my husband, what he did last week when we were taking out the trash, you know.
But isn't there, I mean, can't you tell the same? If you would be touring the country like Taylor Swift is, you couldn't do the same material? I mean, different people are hearing it. You know, I mean, they want to experience her live, right?
I guess it's just you can't do that in comedy. People are like, I heard that joke. And the other thing, too, is people won't tolerate you, like, bombing for more than 2 or 3 minutes. But you look at other forms of entertainment, people have been tolerating the Lions bombing for 70 years. Okay. They're like, maybe the next one will be good.
You know? I don't know. You got a lot of pressure on you this year. You guys are in the opening game at Kansas City.
Yes.
So that's a whole other subject. Hey, Drew, always good to talk to you. We'll talk to you next week here. And the summer is not taking his son to school right now, so we can catch up with him this time here on the WIB Wake Up Show. The WIB Wake Up Show, it's a weekend recap. And again, I'm going to be staying all morning long. Caleb, it's really good to have you back.
Thank you.
I missed you, my friend. On air and off air. All right, so weekend recap. Mine included a lot of soccer because the Chippewa Valley Strikers, Michael's a part of that with his good buddy Kip, and some great contingent. I'll tell you, probably the most players are from Chippewa, but various other schools, those two from Eau Claire North. And they faced a pretty tough squad from Iowa that took them down a couple of different times. They did get one win over St. Croix and another tie. So it was four games in 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, soccer action. Coming back on Father's Day, thanks to my wife, she treated me at Milwaukee Burger. They had free cheese curds for dads, Caleb.
Right on, man.
Oh, yeah. That was fantastic. We also got some of those boneless wings. You and I are fans of those. And concluded she made some wonderful, like, stuffed peppers with chicken, and fantastic. So I ate well yesterday on Father's Day.
Well, very good. Yeah, I enjoyed Father's Day yesterday as well, too, going to my parents' house in Rice Lake and then my in-laws in Dallas. So, yeah, we had cookouts both places, and I'm never going to say no to hot dogs, burgers, and brats and potato salad. So that was a lot of fun. Of course, last week I was gone to Tuesday, spent a long day over in Appleton to broadcast some McDonald Max State Baseball. So enjoyed that when we finally got the game on late at night after the rain dissipated. And the rest of the week I was the games guy, running the games for our Vacation Bible School. We had, I believe we thought we had 10 to 12 more kids than we've ever had before at a VBS. Good. It ended up being about 20 plus more kids than we've ever had, which is why it seems so full. So there were a lot of tired, exhausted folks in church on Sunday, but it was just such a sweet time, I think, to see folks gathering together in ministry and being willing to wear themselves out in ministry, especially for the young. And I just have to give a shout out, Havel, to the youth in our church, because I think speaking as one of those who's on the wrong side of 35 now, it's like, wow, this is really exhausting. But just the tirelessness in service of the teenagers in our church and serving the young kids and having a blast doing it. I love those kids so much, and they worked so hard, and it was a refreshment and encouragement to my heart to see kind of this next generation of young people serving that way, using their summer mornings pretty early in the morning to do that. So a shout out to the youth at my church.
And your dad, Steve, had a picture on Facebook of the VBS talking about it. There's my wife serving VBS on our wedding anniversary, as she's done many years. So happy anniversary to them.
Yeah, 38 years my parents celebrated on Thursday, too. So again, such an example of service, too. So it was a full week, a tiring week, but in very good way. So good to be back here this morning, too, and it's probably a little more relaxing doing this than that, but I sure had a good time.
Good morning. Welcome to the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, Caleb's big return day. We're glad to have him back, and we've got Make Us Laugh Monday. You missed last week, friend.
Yeah, so now I just have extra jokes saved up. Doesn't mean they're better.
No.
But I didn't have to use them last week, so I will burden you with them this week.
Here we go. Three apiece. A guy walks into work with both of his ears all bandaged up. The boss says, "What happened to your ears?" The guy says, "Yesterday I was ironing a shirt when the phone rang, and I accidentally answered the iron." The boss says, "Well, that explains one ear, but what happened to your other ear?" The guy replies, "Well, I had to call the doctor."
Oh, man.
Okay, here's a quick one. What does a mermaid wash their fins with?
What?
Tide.
Okay. Yes. That's good. Hey, my dad quit his job to pursue his dream in archaeology. His career is now in ruins.
Oh, what else can I find? You know what? How was Rome split in two? How was Rome split in two?
How?
With a pair of Caesars.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. Man.
And there was a Bears player last week. I don't have exactly his name in front of me, who was complaining about the Packer fans and saying, well, this one's going out to him. Stop complaining about your life, everybody. There are literally people living in Illinois.
Oh, man, I enjoyed that one. Well, and finally, how will for me on this Make Us Laugh Monday on the WIB Wake Up Show, I have been trying all morning to figure out why my pen isn't working, and it just clicked.
Okay.
There you go. All right.
We Welcome did what we back.
Could. It's a Monday when we do these. Keep this.
That's right.
Keep that in mind. Well, it is that time of year. It is strawberry season, and we're going out to the farm. Farmer John from Govan's Farm in Menominee joins us here on the WIB Wake Up Show for a strawberry picking update. Good morning, Farmer John. Great to have you on the show again.
Good morning.
Now, we were talking off the air about the fact that finally, again, for all of you in Wisconsin's agriculture industry, too, I mean, praying for rain, hoping for rain. We're starting to see a little bit, and we're praying for more.
Well, we got a little shower yesterday and a little shower this morning about 4 o'clock, and it added up to 0.4 inches. So it's sure a lot better than nothing.
Absolutely.
Give us kind of a recap on the start of the strawberry picking season leading up to today.
Well, we're staying caught up. So when the hot weather hits this week, we should be able to continue on for about 2 more weeks. You know, the amazing thing about not having rain, we've talked about this before, but my strawberries are all irrigated underneath in the root zone.
Sure.
So the vegetation has stayed nice and dry, and the quality of the strawberries, and I'm sure this is true of most patches this year, the quality of the strawberries is amazing.
Yeah. I mean, and again, it's just such a great activity. I mean, I remember growing up up north of here, but picking strawberries with my mom was just one of those June activities, and she'd make strawberry freezer jam and fresh strawberry pie and strawberry shortcake, and that was just something, I mean, it was something that I got to do with my mom, and I remember doing that, and it was just a lot of fun. And so, again, when you talk about Wisconsin's agriculture industry, Farmer John, too, I mean, being able to you are an actual farm that, again, opens to the public at certain times of year. You've told us that before, and so strawberry picking is just, again, one of those opportunities for families to do something together, isn't it?
It is. It's a great opportunity. And we're one of the patches that loves to have kids out here. And I always tell the parents, you know, as long as the kids are good and they behave and stay close to mom and dad, they're never going to step on enough strawberries to hurt my bottom line. One of the first customers we had came in, and I always ask when they get off the wagon ride, they said, have you picked before? And one girl said, yeah, a long time ago when I was little. Well, now she's out here with her daughter because she remembered that opportunity when she was little.
Yeah.
To be welcome in a strawberry patch. So now she was out picking with her daughter. And I hear that quite a bit. We've been at this for 20 years now, so we're getting our second generation of pickers.
And when you talk about really warm days, and yeah, that forecast is pretty hot this week. I mean, yeah, you got the berry picking, and just check it out at govansfarm.com. /strawberries. But I mean, you can see, I'd want to get out there early this week, John. 7 a.m. you're open for picking.
7 a.m. to noon in the morning, and then again from 3 to 7 Monday through Thursday. And we do close at 6 on Fridays, a little earlier. You know, on a lot of these hot days out here in the prairie, there's still a nice breeze blowing.
Again, we're talking with Farmer John from Govins, a strawberry picking update. And again, Farmer John, for some folks to say, man, you've talked about how beautiful and red and luscious these strawberries are, but I just don't have the time, say, in my work day to be able to get out there and pick. You do have some pre-picked available, too. Where can they find those?
We do have pre-picked available. Every day that we have pre-picked, there's always some available at the farm. It's best to call ahead and reserve them to make sure we're going to have them when you drive out. Or when the crop permits, we've got a stand in North Menominee by the Walmart Supercenter.
Absolutely.
So you know, we've also got a stand in Eau Claire that we try to staff, but I don't know that we're going to get there.
So really, it's get
just
out.
A short,
I mean, kind of get out to you and get them. Yeah. I mean, we're just talking a couple weeks here.
The farm is always the safest bet.
There you go. And tell folks again where you're located before we let you go here.
We're on the end of 670th Street, 2 miles east of Menominee, between 94 and Highway 29. Look for the berry signs.
govinsfarm.com. Find them on Facebook as well. We'll chat with you again for another strawberry season update Thursday morning. Farmer John, thank you for joining us for a few minutes here in the WIB Wake Up Show.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Make sure you get those strawberries. Havel, it's really tough to pick what my favorite strawberry item is, but I had some strawberry shortcake yesterday on Father's Day, and man, that was just something else.
We were at Pat and Nita Walls on Thursday night. Our former sales manager, Greg Smith, and his wife, Kathy, were in the area, and vanilla ice cream with strawberries, outstanding. All right, so here's the headline. Gen Z calls out baby boomers for annoying workplace habits in new survey.
You know, there's always kind of this ongoing battle between the generations, it seems like, where, like, can we all just get along, but we've got to point out again what we dislike about the others.
Yeah, so some frustrations. Here's the deal. As the youngest working generation, Gen Z, steps into America's offices and workplaces, the eldest group, of which I'm barely a part, 64, typically they say the baby boomers, 46 to 64, born in 64, the eldest group of workers learning that they supposedly have habits that are irritating to their younger, newer counterparts.
So again, for the babies of the workplace versus the baby boomers, the Gen Zers are saying that some of the baby boomer behavior that bugged them was being a little bit too liberal with that reply all button on emails.
Reply all things. That doesn't mean you have to give all of your response. You could respond to maybe the person who sent it, right?
Yeah. Or, you know, if there's a couple people involved, maybe not everyone needs your response.
right. And the bigger the list, right, the more potential respondees.
Yes.
You break it down, Gen Z or baby boomers. How about they're also complaining about making unnecessary phone calls and asking technology questions that could have been answered by using Google search first.
And it is interesting, like, these phones that we have in our hands that seems to be another appendage at times, too. I have to say younger generations, and I'm kind of that way, but especially those even younger than me, it's like, you don't call on a phone.
Right, I know. They are so text-oriented. Text, text, right? Yeah, what's another one?
Well, also, Gen Z workers complain about boomers using outdated language, wasting paper, pushing to work in the office rather than telecommute, and I'm just going to jump in. Can I mention this one as well? Booking formal meetings they felt were unnecessary. Yeah. Man, I feel that because I cannot stand meetings that could have been an email.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you taking 45 minutes out of my day for something that could have been just a quick back and forth? We could have even replied all and then got rid of this.
So we can, here it's a Monday, but we're just calling out some of those generational tensions that may exist in workplaces.
Again, now it goes on the other side too, I'm sure too. So those are just a few perspectives from Gen Z, but all of our wonderful boomers who've been productive members of the workplace for a long time. You are vital. You are important. You are the bedrock of our working society. So you know what? You do you, and everybody else can deal, right?
We'll keep working to try to get along.